check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need, all in one place. You can provide feedback, listen, support, share, enjoy these. We have our Patreon there. You can buy us a beer or a coffee. You can check out our Instagrams, our Twitters, our Facebooks. Check out our YouTube page. You can email us. You can listen to our podcasts on Patreon, if you're a subscriber, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Podbean. We have Google Podcasts on there. We have an Amazon wish list. You want to buy Kyle and I something? Fine. You can do that here. We appreciate it. We have Kyle's RPG podcast listed on there, so you can check out his Dork Day Afternoon offerings. We have Cowabunga links, so you can check out the Cowabunga deep discount FOC and pre-order list. Get on that. That's RLCS, so you can check that out as well. And we want to just give you opportunities to say hi, to check out what we're doing, support us if you would like, or just listen. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need. Thanks. Back to the show.
This is Kyle and Drew, your sneak peek at next week. We are looking at episode number...
Oh, I should have told you that already. 893
for comics originally coming out March the 19th and March the 20th. But before Drew and I get into what's coming up in your local comic book stores this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, how we doing, Drew?
Doing pretty good. You said 893. You said 893, and that is correct. And I gave that information to you well in advance, so you had it. Perfect.
We're having all kinds of fun with this tonight.
We are excited. What did we talk about last week? It was Marvel, I think. And in the meantime, new DC's up. So we are already... I did it again, Kyle.
I know, and I'm just letting you hang yourself. I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, I'm clicked on a different time.
I jumped the gun again. How do I not remember this very basic thing? Is this how Alzheimer's starts?
I think it is. I apologize.
Well, you have to put me in. Well, we have to do this show from a home.
Yeah, this will be fun. Like, you can start hiding your own Easter eggs. It'll be a good time.
Golly, okay, we're doing CBSI.
Yeah, we're going to head over to our good friends at comicbookinvest.com to check a look at their Hot 10. Just a nice, easy way to get into the podcast. Drew wants to get into the heavy lifting of DC Connect. We're not going to do that. We're going to head on over here and see what the Hot 10 secondary market items are. And boy, we got a fun one here at number one. We have Spawn 350, and this is the signed copy. What can we say, but we've been waiting 2 weeks on this book to qualify for the list. This signed thank you edition was delayed for 2 weeks, allowing tons of pre-sales. But the wait is over, and there are no longer pre-sales. As copies hit retailers' hands and have been moving, the signed book is going for between $300 and $400 to the tune of over 60 copies in the past week. Granted, the earliest pre-sales were a bit more cash, but the volumes on this book can't be ignored along with that giant price tag.
So. Yeah, people were psyched about this.
Father does good.
Didn't you like take a copy of Spawn number one that you bought for $20 and have him sign it at a con for $50 and be well ahead?
But there is a very limited amount of these signed 350s.
Yeah, I guess. But you don't really know he signed it. It could have been a little machine.
Oh, my. Absolutely. At rank two, we have Invincible Iron Man 15, the 1 in 25 Dyke Ruan.
What?
I'm telling you, these are the names. Dyke, D-I-K-E, last name R-U-A-N, Dyke Ruan. Just lying in the weeds for weeks, this cover, creepy, finally made the list as a new high sale of $83 has left nothing but even more expensive copies available on the market. The week of release, this was mostly around ratio. Last week, it jumped to 30 to 35 range, almost making the top 10, but not quite. But now, we still don't have more than that many sales this week, but with that price jump, it earns a spot at number two.
They just have no rhyme or reason for why things are on their lists. just like random things like that that tickle their fancy, and they're like, this is number two.
It triple sold, ratio is a good reason.
It sold one for $83 and the others for $30. So I'll put it on number two.
There Makes we no go.
Sense. Makes no
Ooh,
sense.
Right at my heart, ranked number three, Star Wars, The High Republic Adventures. This is the Dark Horse one, number four. Feels like it's been a minute since we had a good Star Wars book on the top 10 list, and it's not even a ratio bear. This book is moving in volumes this week, along with averaging between $12 and $15 straight out of the gate, and even hit a high sale of $20 on a copy. This is being pushed as multiple first appearances, but some of these characters actually have showed up previously. So this will be a debate over whether we've got the first appearance or the first guest appearance or the Hulk 180 or the Hulk 181. Yeah. Not going to start a whole cameo versus full appearance argument here, but just be aware that some of these quote-unquote important firsts may have actually already been in a different issue.
So was this one of your picks? Did you recognize that this
But I had beaten the High Republic Adventures drum before. So
you had hit it a lot.
Tangentially from that, any subsequent win still counts as a win for me.
I love the math. This is right after. This is the day after National Pie Day. So that's I see the math.
3.1415.
Wow, you can go five places. That's pretty.
Yeah.
I stop at 3.14. And
there we go. I do when I do math with the kids. At rank number four, we have Dragon Ball Z number one. Drew, without reading, tell me why Dragon Ball Z is on this list.
Is this because of Avatar the Airbender guy?
No, this is because of the passing of Akira Toriyama. As many still mourn the passing of Akira Toriyama, this creation lives on and is a critical touchstone for many. I myself just missed the train on Dragon Ball Z, which is also true for me. But brothers and many slightly younger than me remember this series super fondly. That said, the first print from Viz is selling between $120 raw and CGC 9.8 is going for $800. Volumes are up as folks wanted to recapture a bit of their nostalgia upon hearing the sad news of his demise.
Now, rest Dragon Ball is that, what is the thing where he puts his hands together and shoots? What's that called? Is that called something? Was it Blue Beetle?
Oh, the Hadouken? That would be Street Fighter, dummy.
That's not Dragon Ball.
So Dragon Ball is going to be, have you ever heard Super Saiyan?
No.
All right.
Oh, I missed all this.
You missed all this. You are too old, Boomer.
So rest in peace, this guy who just created this, or did you do other stuff?
He did a lot of other stuff, too.
This
is a big thing.
Big deal. Big deal.
If you're a skosh younger than myself, Dragon Ball is a big thing for a lot.
It's a big deal. Gotcha.
In the animes of it all.
Gotcha.
At rank number five, we have Hulk number one. Of course, this is Red Hulk. This book always seems to make its way back to the cycle. I suppose folks are really excited to see Harrison Ford Hulk out in the upcoming Thunderbolts movie. Prices are rebounding as averages are back up from $70 to $50 from last week and even hit a high of $90 for a raw comic. I have this book sitting there and the trade sitting there. Holy crap. The movie is still a ways off and we still don't really have confirmation that this is even occurring, but it's probably a pretty safe bet, even if it's the worst kept secret that Sasha Banks going to the AEW this week. Crap, I don't know a whole lot of it. AEW reference. Wrestling. Back again at rank number six is the Feral Ashcan number one. Hanging on to the list by its very little tiny feral claw. This Ashcan preview continues to not only sell ahead of the first issue's release, but prices have risen this week to highs of $65 to $75. Averages are only slightly, as it's more easy to get it for $40 to $50 if you're really looking. But strong enough to climb and still maintain a spot on the list.
Climbing with his little pawpaws.
Little paws. At rank number seven, I Heart Skull Crushers number one, the one per store issue. Another one per store making the list. This version of the cover A is moving at a steady $10 to $20, basically performing like the recent Udon Street Fighter number one one per store book. That said, I like this cover and really enjoyed the first issue. It's a fun read if you like anime manga style, off-the-wall Borderlands type hijinks with a touch of Battle Angel Alita sports mixed in. Hey, those are a lot of things I like.
So 2,000 to 3,000 copies of this, and you're only getting $10 for it.
Not
so that's not great, right?
I mean,
so it's not really in demand.
Out the gate, that's good. You know, out the gate, it's good to make a little bit of money. But yeah, it's not more world beater.
And they're given to the stores for free, so they're 100% profit. Gotcha.
I mean, if you talk to Eric, he's going to say we paid shipping technically because it was in the box.
Right.
At rank 8, we have Spider-Man number 1. Seems like it's been ages since Bendis worked on Spidey, but this book has popped back up on folks' radar as it is the first team-up of 616 Peter and Miles Morales. They now have a new title together called Spectacular Spider-Man. That came out last week and apparently has reminded folks about this old book.
It was prices a good one.
Popped from $10 last week to $20 this week on average. So we'll see how long interest lasts on this here callback.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first issue a lot of Spectacular Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I hope that momentum continues. It was pretty good and did kind of remind me of this. Not enough to go look from my long boxes and find it, but.
But you knew it was a thing.
I remember it well, yeah.
At rank 9, we have 8 Billion Genies number 1. Drew, so the news this week that Seth Rogen will be producing this from Amazon and new writers were hired to start work on this project has brought this title back to life for speculators. We knew they were adapting it, but progress updates make it just more real for many people. That said, last week this book sold for as little as like $10, then bounced up for $20 on average, and we've even seen a couple at $35 to $40.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in Amazon and or Seth Rogen. So
how dare you?
We'll see.
At rank 10, we have Giant Size Spider-Gwen, number 1, the 1 in 25 Betsy Cola ratio. Another book hanging on to the bottom of this list from last week, as its incentive variant by Betsy Cola. We've learned that all the man hands jokes about this one we can handle, but the price is still creeping up, averaging about $50 a week this week. That is up from the 30 to 45 range from last week. So we're commending double.
Pretty good.
And some of our notable sales, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, number 1, the 1 in 25 ratio, and a 9.8 CGC. All-time high sale for this classic Masters of the Universe variant, as a best offer of $1,700 was accepted on an original $2,200 ask. What is also interesting is that another CGC 9.8 sold the same day for only $1,100 Canadian.
What's the difference between Canadian and U.S.? Is it that close?
So like $1,100 Canadian is like $950 American.
I thought it was the other way around. That's cool.
Yeah.
USA.
That's right. And four collar number 16. The first appearance of Mickey Mouse in comics is always going to be a desired book in any grade. So should we be surprised when a CGC 1.8 sells for an all-time high in that grade for $2,400. I mean, these don't come up very often in any grade, but still quite a jump up from the $700 this got in 2017.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that's what it is. I did not know that. So
there you go.
Interesting. Yeah, Drew, definitely would be a collector for that.
Yeah, one thing you did know is that we have a DC Connect where we will be talking in April about books coming out in June. We've got a lovely Gotham by Gaslight Kryptonian Age cover. So we shall see what's going on there as we scroll through our DC Connect. So, Drew, you love a good checklist.
I do. I love a good checklist.
We're starting out with Heroes You Know, Worlds You Don't, Elseworlds. DC Legendary Elseworlds line is back with an all-new series starring DC superheroes in settings far outside the familiar DC Universe continuity. These new Elseworld lines debut in June with Batman Gotham by Gaslight, The Kryptonian Age, from writer Andy Diggle and artist Leandro Fernandez.
The sequel Andy to the Diggle.
Classic, yeah.
Wow.
The sequel to the classic Batman Gotham by Gaslight. New Elseworlds New Elseworlds series will launch monthly through November, each in the innovative tradition of iconic Elseworlds stories like Batman and Dracula Red Reign, Kingdom Come, and Superman Red Sun. The full schedule falls below. So in June, we have Batman Gotham by Gaslight, Kryptonian Age. July, Dark Knights of Steel, All Winter. August, we have DC versus Vampires, World War V. In September, Batman the Barbarian. In October, Green Lantern Dark. And in November, Batman Nightfire.
So just FYI. The previous thing. What was the previous thing? DC. Well, like Green, when they did Green Lantern and Green Arrow, and what was that called?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you remember. Started last year about this time.
I know, like, what you're talking about. I just can't think of the title.
Yeah, there was some kind of like imprint deal that they were doing, and it lasted forever, and there's like one title a month. And this is better. This looks better. Yes. Looks more interesting. But, you know, why can't these... So these would normally be in a Black Label book, and now they're pulling them out.
Exactly. I thought we specifically had Black Label when we wanted to tell stories that were outside of continuity. And now we have Elseworld books where we want to tell stories that are outside of continuity. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, we've got books exactly like some of these things in Black Label right now. So it... I don't get it, but okay. Yeah, I guess it's marketing. Fine.
All right, let's talk about our first book, Batman Gotham by Gaslight, the Kryptonian Age number one by Andy Diggle.
I never finished the original. I have it on my stack somewhere and probably read the first third and then got sidetracked on something else. And never finished it. So I need definitely by June 11th.
I need to finish that until June.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Drew, you can get the regular cover A, or you can get the 1 in 50, which is just the version of the cover A, or you can get the foil variant, or you can get the 1 in 25, which is just the version of the foil variant. So a lot of redoing of covers here.
Yeah. Not the greatest.
No. Good interior art looks not too shabby.
Yeah, it does look good.
Gotham by Gaslight, number one, facsimile edition. Boy, I don't think this is what facsimiles are supposed to be used for. Isn't that friggin' old, is it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's got to be 10, 15 years old. Easy. Maybe longer.
I do not consider that facsimile worthy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it'd be nice if it was a... Do you remember the Image First dollar editions?
Exactly.
I like that. Do that.
Yeah.
And give us just half... Give us like half of the first issue or something for a book.
Oh, yeah. Batman Gotham by Gaslight, 1989.
Wow. All right. That was not right. 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. Never mind. I was wrong. God. I thought it was post-2000. I'm wrong.
That's sad how my mind works. You know, 10, 15 years ago, back in 1989.
A multiple reference on Drew's early onset Alzheimer's. It's getting to be a depressing podcast.
Put me in a home and just give me my comics. I'm fine.
You could reread Saga number one for the first time. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I could finish Gotham by Gaslight, I guess.
Just finish it by June. DC versus Marvel Omnibus.
Wow.
$150.
How did they agree on this?
And they hate each other. How did they put it in DC's book?
I bet it's in next month.
I was going to say it's probably in both.
It's going to be in both. I just can't believe they agreed on this.
Back in print for the first time in decades.
Yeah. I don't have that much of a desire to see DC and Marvel heroes interacting, but yeah. I know people do. And this has not been around for a long time, which is why I was able to sell my JLA Avengers for so much money because it's been out of print for a while.
And now we have DC versus Marvel, the Amalgam Age Omnibus.
Yeah, this looks pretty neat. I think I've read a couple of these, but not all of them. How many is there? There's a ton. Ooh, $150. Dang. Oh,
yep.
I can see people being all over these, man. Both of these. They're $150. Buy them early. Get them for $75. You got all of the goodness that's out of print. Hard to find.
There you go. And of course, Drew, it is June, so that means DC Pride 2024. Got another one of those collected editions for the holidays like they've been doing.
Yeah. Who's above right of Harley?
That's a great question.
I'm not sure on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's Aqualad, there's Steel. Yeah.
Okay, and Rachel Pollack is the next one. We're celebrating Rachel Pollack. In the 90s, writer Rachel Pollack did the impossible. She raised the bar for surprise and strangeness in her beloved run following Grant Morrison's career-making Doom Patrol. This one-shot reprints the debut of the iconic Coagula, DC's first transgender superhero from Doom Patrol number 70, along with the long unavailable one-shot Vertigo Visions, The Geek? Gee. Is that a K?
I think it's K.
The Geek, with superstar artist Mike Allred. And in a final original short story, Rachel's most beloved creation, Kate Godwin, a.k.a. Coagula, returns to spotlight in a tale of triumph over death itself, written by Joe Carolla, Rachel's longtime friend and collaborator, and drawn by Ryan. So Rachel's dead, I'm guessing.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have DC Pride Uncovered Numberware, collecting the best DC Pride covers from all-star artists. So this is a 40-page covers book.
Yeah.
You want Harley making out with Poison Ivy, this is where it's going to be.
A lot of connecting covers with that Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
It's cool. What's Nightwing doing?
He's hanging out on the roof with some other Bat people.
Right. What's he doing for Pride, though? And everybody else is LGBT. Is he hanging out?
Well, Batman's doing the same thing where they're just...
Oh, yeah, there's Batman. I missed that one.
Harley Quinn 41. It has a Pride variant. Back to normal. Ooh, the LaRue is going to be a good one. That's with the moon. That's pretty dope.
Harley is up to the top, to the front of the book.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking as well. But we're still in... I think we're still... So we have the purple background, so we're still pimping Pride through these.
We're still pimping Pride. Gotcha.
Poison Ivy 23. That is a nice looking Cho variant or whoever that is.
So then we go to Suicide Squad Dream Team 4, which is the final issue and the start of what's next for the DCU with the countdown to absolute power.
It corrupts absolutely.
That's bad. Yeah. It comes with great responsibility.
Yes.
Is that all going to be in the next Suicide Squad, this absolute power? It says what's next for the DCU.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah. Not a lot there. Dark Prison finale for Batman 148. And then Dark Prison's epilogue for 149. So we're not going to get a snip of what the new story arc is going to be this time. Some great covers in there, though, right? Dang. I like all those.
Yeah, some really good stuff. I love that. I just love Batman 149. That's why I'm looking there, too. Man, 148 is good. Yeah, there's a lot of good covers there.
Detective 1086, still Rombie. The 1 in 25 by Sebastian Fayumara. Small, but it looks pretty cool.
Enjoying the Tom Taylors while we can enjoy the Tom Taylors.
Yeah, Fallen Grayson, that's 2 of 5, so that would be, there'd be 3, 4, and 5. There's 3 more after this one.
Yep.
Before Tom Taylor and Bruno ride off into the sunset after a hell of a run on Nightwing.
Hell of a run.
I mean, I don't know. If you were universally beloved for writing a character that supposedly you like writing for, why wouldn't you just keep on trucking? Why would you get off of it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he said all you can say. He's written every Nightwing story you can think of.
That's not how Tom Taylor works.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ideas.
Batman and Robin 10, a really interesting Melnikov variant with Robin in a baseball uniform playing baseball. That's kind of cool. Haven't seen a cover like that in a while.
You know, this, what they've done with this is, now, I like it. Let me just get that out there. I like this book a lot.
But
Batman is very fatherly in this.
Oh, boy, that's not okay.
And he's always calling him son, and they sit and he wrote a comic in this last one, and he was looking at his drawings, and he was being encouraging and saying, you know,
Damien or who is this?
Yeah, Damien, yeah. Yeah. I forced you into going back to school to relive something in my past or whatever I didn't get to do, and maybe, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was like really touchy feely. And it just, has this happened recently to Batman?
Yeah,
or to me, he's just not that touchy feely, and he's never ever going to be, and he shouldn't ever be because of what his job is, right? Mm-hmm. So although it's nice and I enjoy the book, it's a little weird seeing him be so fatherly. But anyway,
stop
Batman,
doing that.
Damian's in high school, undercover. And trying to out Ra's al Ghul connection that is there, that is like a trainer from when he was in the League of Assassins. And they just kind of basically villain of the week stuff they've done so far, but with like an underlying storyline that connects all the things. And it's been really fun. I like it. Flatline's in it now. She's pretty great. Batman Brave and the Bold. This is a heck of a lineup of writers on this. Tim Seeley, Mark Russell, Josh Fialkov, Hayden Sherman. We got Kelly Jones doing art, John Mickle, Lissandro Etherin, and Hayden Sherman doing art too. I don't read this. Sounds like I might be missing out. This is Nightwing and Deadman in this.
It's your boy Deadman.
It's my boy Deadman. I mean, I really think I'm missing the boat on this.
Yeah, really wicked Matina cover too.
Yeah,
Catwoman 66.
So many comics.
Catwoman 66. Rachta Lynn. Very cute Japanese.
Yeah, I like this storyline. This 9-line storyline. This is the end of it. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how many check marks she's got left on her back.
There you go. Birds of Prey 10. Penguin 11.
Birds of Prey looks... Well, that art looks like it's from...
Yeah, it looks old.
Kirby.
Yeah.
Penguin's still not finished yet. The Hill, I've got those two Hills, the first two Hills sitting on my... Red Hood, the Hills sitting on my stand, and I haven't read those yet.
That is an awesome cover.
Yeah. The Dan Mora one or the main?
Both.
Yeah, they're both.
The main was the one that caught my eye, but Denmore is awesome as well.
Yeah.
Batman Superman World's Finest 28. Really nice Zardy cover as well.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great cover. And we go all ages with a Josie Campbell, My Adventures with Superman, number one. And stay, no, that's a Wonder Woman, Tom King book. So it hits issue 10.
So we go all AG for one book and come back with normal.
And come back, yeah. Action Comics. Okay, there's House of Brainiac. The finale is that. Is that Action Comics that's doing the countdown to Absolute Power then? Or no, it's in Superman 15.
House of Brainiac Part 5 in Actions 1066. House of Brainiac Part 6 in Superman 15.
And that leads to DC's summer event, which is Absolute Power.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I might miss House of Brainiac entirely because I don't read any of that stuff normally. So that might be something I skip.
Power Girl is hanging out with our good friend Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister Sons 5. Yuck. Neil Before Zod 6 is a creepy cover.
Yeah, Flash 10. Flash 10. Now, Titans 12 is Tom Taylor.
Yeah.
Chris Samney cover, which, yeah. Anytime I can get that. Is he also leaving Titans at some point? Or is he going to stay on Titans after he gives up Nightwing? Do we know? Have we heard that?
I do not know.
Yeah. I'll be interested to find out. Green Arrow 13, where he becomes a Suicide Squatter? That seems...
Countdown to Absolute Power.
Green Lantern World Journal. War Journal. Blue Beetle 10. Shazam 12.
Future boy Dan Panosian did a heck of a job with that other cover for Green Lantern War Journal.
Oh, yeah? Batman 89 book.
It's a good cover. The Boy Wonder, number two.
Yeah, really interesting stylized art. I probably don't like this. I think the last Junie Ball I read was just weird stylistically, and I didn't get it.
Speaking of weird but great, John Constantine, Hellblazer, Dead in America, number six.
Yeah, holy, I was thinking this was going to be Aaron Campbell. Three-issue Black Label thing, but it's nine. So,
yeah,
good deal. Remind me again what Black Label is and isn't.
Oh.
Somebody.
Apparently, it's just something to be taken for granted. We got some Art Jern covers or Girl Zatanna. Zatanna bringing down the house.
And it is a Black Label.
And it's a Black Label.
It's five issues, not three. And it's $6 and 32 pages. So what? $6 for 32 pages? Wait a minute.
But it's cardstock.
I don't give a. Would do. That's just nuts. Oh, you had $2 more for the foil. Has it been $2 premium for the foil all along?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What a ripoff.
The Strange Case of Harleen and Harley.
All that being said, that Zatanna looks really good. I want to read it.
There you go. This Harleen and Harley, I think, is all AG. I can't tell.
Yeah, it's a 6x9 shape and 200 pages for $17. Probably YA tank. YA.
Then we have Primer number 4. May look like a Pride Month book, but it's not.
Yeah, you thought that was all AG, but it's not. Or is it?
Scooby-Doo Mystery 6. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? 128. Mad Magazine number 1 facsimile. That's something cool, Drew, and it's just $4.
That is kind of cool. That was 10 cents?
Yeah.
Wow.
1952, Drew.
Did not know that. Did not know it went all, it went that far back. That is really cool.
The seminal event series, now available in monthly facsimile editions. Crisis on Infinite Earth, number 3 facsimile.
So we're just going to do all of them. Yep, yeah, let's do them all. I forgot Sergeant Rock was in issue 3.
Collected edition. What do you think, Drew?
I'm still checking. I'm still reviewing. There might be some gold here in this back couple of pages.
Yes.
There could be. But there also might not be. I mean, I'd like to have all of them. Can I have all of this, please?
Mm-hmm.
It all looks pretty good. What stood out to me? Well, I do want to reinvest in Gotham by Gaslight, and that's kind of the big thing for me. I mean, I like that facsimile of Mad. That really caught my attention.
Yeah, it's something cool and different.
Yeah, and then but the omnibuses, the omnibuy, those DC crossovers with Marvel. Super surprised that they did it, and I hope it sells like gangbusters and they continue to cooperate and share profits. That's really great. And nothing else.
All right, then let's head on over to our good friends at Cover Price and let's run down the top 10, starting with the number 1 book, Ultimate Spider-Man, number 2. And we're sticking with the Marco Cicchetto, just regular cover A. It's not quite gotten as high as 1 did, but still no slouch in the aftermath, holding the top spot 3 weeks in a row now. There's a little more prevalent and also a key book, sporting the first full appearance in Story of Earth, 6160 Spider-Man and Shocker. $17 for Raw.
Is that what we're going to do?
Settling to 12.
Wow. Okay. So this Earth is 6160. So it's a different ultimate than the other ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
So now everything that shows up here will be a first appearance. And that's what we're going
to
do.
Sounds right to me, right?
No, man. No. Not going to play that game. Nope.
True, you sound sad.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So not like a first appearance in like thought or joy, just a
first rejiggered character from the previous multiple universes, and we'll call it a first appearance. That's dumb. Anywho.
I wanted to hear you rage a little bit more. At rank number 2, Ultimate Spider-Man, number 1.
I'm a beaten man.
Yep, the Marco Cicchetto. Cover A, another 57 copies of Cover A for an issue 1. Still $88 for near-mint copies. $250 for CGC 9.8. Stick it in the for the Red to Beyond, Ultimate Black Panther number 1, taking up spot number 3. And again, we are still rocking cover A's here, Drew. It is crazy.
Yeah.
50 copies, $106 for CGC 9.8, $25 for Rawls. Oh, and my girl Peach, she's not going to miss the boat. She's still here at rank 4, Ultimate X-Men number 1, regular cover A, Peach Momoko. 44 yeah. copies, $15, selling around 7, but still moving quite a bit.
I read it. I don't get it. It was okay, but it didn't feel like X-Men at all to me. Not at all. So maybe I am out of touch.
It's quite possible. At rank 5, Spawn number 1 from 1992. This book continues to pop on the others. It's not even the but Warren, special highlight this week after a massive CGC 9.9 sold for $3,720 last week, Drew.
Ooh, CGC, so reputable. Gotta believe that 9.9 then.
However, that's not even the only CGC 9.9 sale this year, and another sold for $4,800 in January, just FYI.
Yeah.
36 other copies selling Rawls for $32.
Oh, my God. It's a 10.1. Oh, wow. What's it going to sell for?
At rank 6, Edge of Spider-Verse, the surprise cover. This book marks the debut of Weapon 8. That's right, we talked about that.
Yes.
Marvel surprised LCSs and collectors alike with this variant, sending 1 to 3 copies to comic shops. Typically, we see the surprise variants only being 1 per store, but some got multiple. 36 copies on the secondary market, $50 for Raw.
Yeah, so this could be it'd probably be around 5,000 copies of this, maybe.
Yeah, it could be max.
Maybe the max out there was 5,000.
Yeah, not a super ton, but still a pretty good amount.
Yeah, but since it's a Marvel title with that rare of a run, limited of a run, it's going to be $50. That makes a lot of sense. Sorry for derailing you.
It's all good. At rank 7, Ultimate Universe number 1, 29 copies, $125 for CGC 9.8. Near Mints at 30. We talked about Pearl number 1, which is at rank 8. Of course, that is a Amazon adaptation, Drew.
Okay.
High sale of $90 for CGC 9.8, $8 for this book. Ultimate X-Men number 1, the 1 in 25 Akka variant. Very cool looking variant here. Maystorm has been garnering a lot of hype over the past few months. It is no surprise to see her depicted front and center as arguably the most recognizable face of this bold new band of X-Men. Though oddly, she doesn't actually appear in this issue. What Peach Momoko is crafting is worth paying attention to, as it's different than what most collectors are used to from Marvel and DC. Fans are keeping their eye on this book and have had a solid chance at snagging a copy from their LCS, with rumors that printing / orders will be much higher than for the other Ultimate style. We still tracked 42 copies sold. I see left $30 for Raw.
So they're talking right to me. What Peach Momoko is crafting is worth paying attention to, as it's different than what most collectors are used to from Marvel and DC. But I don't like different, so I don't
get your peanut butter out of my chocolate.
Yeah.
And at rank 10, Edge of Spider-Verse number 1, the Chad Wayne Harden regular cover. This is, of course, Weapon 8. 33 copies, $6.
Yeah, nice. Very cool. Bottom 10, starting with 11. The Dragon Ball Z we talked about, because obviously the famed creator Akira Toriyama dying on March 1st. Big close, deal. Close. Good Kyle, enough. I don't know if you knew that.
Yep, good.
Then we got, what's it up to? Near Mints around $97 in the CGC at 800. Same numbers. At rank 12, we have Grunge Comics number 1 from First Amendment Publishing. This is the Kurt Cobain cover. It's still on the list and sold $102 for a near mint raw, but most of them are selling for around $45. Hulk number 1 from 2008. This is the Red Hulk cover. 227 for a CGC 9.8. 18 copies of this moving near mints around $58. Rank 14, we have X-Men 221 from 1987, way back in the day. This is X-Men 97, set to debut, and is building up a lot of anticipation. This is Mr. Sinister, has rumored, because he's been rumored to be one of the main villains in the animated series. All the episodes won't debut at once, so fans will have to wait and see whether Mr. Sinister makes his appearance or not. So we could have X-Men titles, Kyle, popping up as the episodes drop.
That would be dope.
So when there's a new appearance in the animated series, people rush out and grab that, pump up that first appearance of that character. That'd be fun.
Very.
27 copies of this sold, high sale of $270 for a CGC 9.8, and Raw's around $64. At rank 15, we have The Batman First Night number 1. The Mark Aspinall pulp version. This was good, Kyle. Really good book. I enjoyed it a lot. Set back in 1939 for a new version of a year one storyline of Batman. But pretty good. Pretty good. I liked a lot of the characters. How they kind of reinvented it a little bit. but basically very recognizable. Let's see how many of this moved. 21 copies. 15 for Raws. Not too bad. New X-Men 114 from 2001 comes in at rank 16. This has Cassandra Nova in it, and so 20 copies of this moved. High sale of 150 for a CGC 9.8. Raw is around $18. At rank 17, we have another Pearl, number one, because of the Bendis on Amazon Prime deal. Averaging around $8, 17 copies sold, but there was a CGC 9.8 that moved for $90. At rank 18, we have Avengers Twilight, number one. Tony Stark's son, which is the most important debut in this universe, the first appearance of Tony Stark's son or the first appearance of New Bullseye? Seems to be a shift between these two issues. The non-armored James Stark, if you're looking for his first appearance in armor, you'll want to check out Avengers Twilight number 3. So 12 copies of this sold with a high sale of $20 for a near mint raw, and current raws around $14. This is the one we missed out on, Kyle. This is Zdarsky, right?
Yeah.
At rank 19, we have X-Men 27, the Peach Momoko New Champions from 2023. The New Champions cover series was created to showcase the new young partners of Marvel's established heroes. Everyone received a new sidekick, including Black Cat, Captain Marvel, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange, and many others. I've missed this entirely. I don't remember this. It was just last year. Out of all the new sidekicks, Peach Momoko's Maystorm was the only one to receive a shift from the cover to the actual pages of the comics. So it's currently... She's currently in the recent Ultimate X-Men run. As fans learn more about her character, her first appearance, cover appearance, is becoming a much more desirable collectible. 10 copies moved. High sale of $50 for a raw. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Not too shabby.
At rank 20, the all-new Wolverine number one from 2015. One of the most anticipated rumors from Deadpool 3, besides Taylor Swift as Dazzler, has been the return of Daphne Keene as X-23. We all loved her performance in Logan and was hoping she would come back at some point. Let's see, because of that, we've sold 15 copies of this with a high sale of $115 for a CGC 9.8. Current raw is around $24. That's a different X-23 than what is in the NYX, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know that I like her that much then. I like the other one.
We're kind of attached.
Yeah.
All right, Drew. I'm heading over to Lunar Distributions. I'm going to find our March 19th releases. And let's start with April special number one. All the Monkeys of the DC Universe, one book, Drew.
Oh, April special, yeah. Got you written all over it, Kyle.
Absolutely.
Monkeys and cats, this is your week. Really like that Batman Superman World's Finest cover. That's black and white on one side and color on the other. That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And Joelle Jones does a cover.
What?
A Joelle Jones sighting. It's just okay.
Okay, Rochtalin. I see what you're doing here.
Easy. What about the William Shatner appearance? Not going to do anything with the Trekkies?
It's Dan Mora and William Shatner all in one. Let's do this.
Yeah. You're looking at Rochtalin on the Catwoman 63?
Uh-huh.
Cover C?
And yeah. I'm looking at the cover A, which is that a Nirvana homage? I can't tell.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Boy, the Women's History Month is nothing good. Sorry, Ramona Frauden. No.
This is the Nacellaverse number 0. Not familiar with that. What is that? What is the publisher on that? Can't even tell. Roboforce, Biker Mice, Sektars, Power Lords, Great
Biker Mice from Mars. Wow.
This all looks like all rooted in the 80s. Interesting.
And Narcel Verse is the publisher.
Okay. Very cool. Nightwing 112. A lot of pretty covers. I really like the Redondo, of course.
Yes. Really nice Libermejo.
Yeah.
Swabby doing good with Starfire on Titans.
Swabby.
Daniel Sampier on Wonder Woman 7. It's stunning.
Ooh. I'm over on the 20th, right? Are you there?
Yeah. Heading over and seeing Boom Studios.
Bloody Dozen. It's issue 4. Looks really good. We got the third issue of Cobra Commander. Ooh, and the final issue of Dear Editor, which got really weird. I gotta finish it, but man, it got strange.
Where are you at?
I'm on 320.
Oh, yep, sorry. I went to the wrong place.
Descender gets a compendium.
I wish that book would catch back up. I've got a bunch of those Descender
ones. You liked it. Probably keep an eye on that G.I. Joe, Real American Hero. They are all going to multiple printings now.
Yeah, and I love the black and white. Like everybody.
Yeah.
Makes me want to color it.
That's just a standard open to order cover?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Little Black Book debuts with its first issue and a few covers. I really kind of like the one where it's the guy drinking beer out of the out of the cooler while he's sitting in the lawn chair. That's pretty cool. Something Epic. Don't recognize that cover C, Kyle. Do you? That's something.
That's an album cover. I just cannot remember the album.
Yeah. Damn it. Something Epic. Please put that in the. And that's Beverly Hills Cop, right? That's cover D.
Yeah. And then Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. A little on the nose.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You and I, it's the second issue. The first issue was really good. I liked it a lot. Walking Dead with their covers. Sweet. Let's head on down to Boom over our good friends at the Previews World.
Yeah, we're talking about Man's Best, number one by Porn Sack Pinochet. Homeward Bound on an Alien.
Are you in Boom? And are you? Oh, I'm on the wrong week.
Yeah, we've canceled each other out.
Thank you.
Dune House of Green. Really cool cover for Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. Let's finish it up. Nope, 15. More ASM facsimiles. Fantastic Four 18. That'll be great. Can't wait to read that one.
Bunch of cool spider.
Yeah. Ooh, Jango Fett gets a series. You know, I like that Thrawn book a lot.
Yeah, Thrawn. Star Wars Thrawn Alliance is 3 coming out this week. Yeah. And I like the Star Wars The High Republic 5 having a women's history Ahsoka cover.
Ooh. Very cool.
Ultimate Spider-Man number 2, second print, Marco Cicchetto design variant. I like that design variant. So while it is a cop-out to do Ultimate Spider-Man number 2, second print, that's better than the average bear on that one. So that is.
Yeah, awesome. It is. It is. And then Ultimate X-Men gets a second print.
The RB Silva cover. Web of Spider-Man number 1 is
guy. Alex Maleev.
Yes.
Man, I loved Web of Spider-Man. I loved it. Completed my run. End up selling it. Kind of miss it.
So, is the first issue of Vengeance of Moon Knight popped out?
Yeah.
And what are you thinking?
I haven't read it.
Oh, you got Moon Knight.
I just read
a Moon Knight book. Didn't hit top of the stack.
No, I couldn't get myself to finish the Death of. You know, I knew because it got spoiled, right, with all the solicits for me. So I knew it was coming. And I think it even said the final days of Moon Knight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was in the solicit.
It was in the cover, on the cover. But I was like, I don't want to finish it. I don't want to finish it right now. And then I finally read that final issue of Moon Knight where he dies. And I thought they handled it really well. And, you know. Some of his personalities all weighed in and said goodbye, and it was really, 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 really well done issue. And I just need some time
now. Okay,
before I go back into whatever bullshit relaunch they're gonna do now.
Wolverine, that Claremont run number one, is getting facsimile and eighthly as well. Boy, I love this X-Men Forever number one with the Blood Phoenix on the front. Wow, Mark Brooks, strong work.
Yeah. You like that one better than the Lyrics Mystique? You like the Mark Brooks better?
I like the Lyrics Mystique, but I do like the Mark.
Very cool. Those web of Spider-Man covers, man, they're good. All of them. All of them are
good. Yeah, they really are.
How is that $8? What are you doing?
Are we on a,
it's an anniversary?
Yeah, exactly. What's the legacy numbering?
$8. Man, it's a number one. Let's price gouge the hell out of a number one, I guess.
But it's web of. So who is, okay. This Wolverine Madripoor Knights 2, the Wolverine cover. That's kind of not bad. Greg and Tim Hildebrandt.
Oh, interesting.
Ash and Evil Dead, Gargoyles, Savage Red Sonja, Thundercats, ho.
And which Thundercats was it?
A special $100 cover for issue one.
Okay. So I said I just read issue two.
Yeah.
I didn't think three was out yet. Our bottom half books, back half books, not bottom half. How dare me. Oh, final issue of Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees. I can't wait.
That will be back.
Ah, might be. And it doesn't say it's 404.
Huh.
So maybe it's no longer. Maybe it was an ongoing all along.
Yeah.
Interesting. I for sure thought it was a 4-issue miniseries, but maybe not. Bloodshot's back with Bloodshot Unleashed at Valiant.
So, hold on. Just Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees is featuring kind of a mouse. I love the cover B that's kind of the little golden books kind of.
It's very done. Nice. It's a good book. For some reason, I thought that we'd solve the crime this week. Gums.
I was giggling at that, too.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Critter number one from Anti-Critter has grown up as a Midwest superhero. But now that she's moved out west, it's time for her to discover her true place in the world of here and her destiny, according to a visitor from the...
And Rom V's giving us Dawn Runner, something about a portal.
Dawn?
And Gladiator Combat.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Final Dear Editor. Man, I'm excited about that, even though it's weird. Dust Pirates from Keen Spot is the number one issue.
Dust Pirates from Keen Spot. And I thought that was an.
Yeah, it's not. If you find this, I'm already dead. It's issue two. I still haven't read that first issue, but I'm looking forward to it. Looked pretty good. Massive gives us Misfortune's Eyes. Project Cryptid hits issue seven.
Sorry, I got stuck in one of the anime.
What'd you get stuck in?
Is it wrong to pick up Girls in a Dungeon, or a Toriyo graphic novel?
You're pre-ordering it?
One of my favorites. I absolutely adore that series.
Oh, you knew it?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar. It's one of my favorite fantasies.
Never heard of it.
I would never mention an anime to you, because you would never watch it. So.
No, I watched something. Mm-hmm. I watched something at one point.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah, when I was younger. Robotech, does that count? Was Robotech
I watched count? Akira back in the day.
Yeah, does Robotech count?
Nope.
Doesn't? Not counting. I was thinking that was anime. I am.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Untold Destiny of the Foot Clan. Really cool cover. The cover A is very good. The cover C is Dia de los Muertos cover. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a trade paperback of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Street Fighter.
Gonna be a tough call. There's a lot of good stuff this week.
Very.
I mean, I've been given an awful lot of love to Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, so I think I gotta take a break from him. I think I'm really interested in this Nacello verse and
what
all these weird properties from yesteryear. I want to see what they do with that. It's not too much, is it? $5.99, zero. You got 1, 2, 3, 5 properties on there. I think I want to check. I want to check this little universe out and see what it's all about. Really, this is a huge surprise to you.
Yes, I never thought you'd go there.
Okay.
All right, I've got it narrowed down to three. Of course, Ultimate Spider-Man number 2, second print, Marco Cicchetto.
That's a great one. Yep.
Just a good book. We know it's going to make you. X-Men Forever number 1. Karen Gillan writing this. I like the cover. I like the blood smear. But I think I'm going to... well, let's see. Okay, so I like the ash can for men's best. Can I pick the standard?
Eh.
Porn sack.
Yeah.
All right, Spider-Man it is. Ultimate Spider-Man, number 2, second print.
Let's back in the Marvel section. Cool. Yep.
All right, Drew and I have made it to the very end of our sneak peek at next week. As we've looked into June, we've looked at what's currently. We've talked about all kinds of fun things on the secondary market, and we've had a great old time doing it. If you want more great old times, including some exclusive content, Drew and I just recently recorded our thoughts on The Marvels, free on Disney Plus. We had some strong opinions on that. And if you want to hear that thing, we are exclusively launching that to our Patreon customers to hear us argue back and forth for over half an hour on what we thought of that movie. So head on over to patreon.com for comics for fun and profit. Toss a couple bucks our way and you can be part of that conversation. For Drew and for myself, see you.
Our LCS is Cowabunga Comics, Lake Country, Wisconsin's best pop culture destination. For new comics, back issues, gaming, retro video games, vinyl, and figures, give them a call, 262-569-9999. Check them out online at cowabungacomics.com or follow them on Twitter at Incredical. They are our LCS, and we utilize their deep discount mail order service to bring Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, closer to us. They'll take care of you. Tell them Drew and Kyle sent you. Say hi to Eric and James from us. If you need an LCS, you can't go wrong with Cowabunga Comics.